This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Bass Leroy Lair spent 19 years as a soloist with the Metropolitan Opera, singing with the company in over 300 performances. He retired to New Mexico several years ago and has given a handful of concert appearances in the area since then. Next Sunday afternoon, February 16th, Leroy Lair will sing Brahms' four serious songs, Vier Ernste Gesang, in a New Mexico Philharmonic Brahms Chamber Music Program at Albuquerque's Chemo Theater. And we're delighted to have Mr. Lair with us this morning. Leroy, great to meet you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you with us. Let's talk about Brahms' four serious songs. This is a very late work in the composer's career, Opus 121. Mm-hmm. There is certainly a sense here of the culmination of a life and looking back.
Well, yes. There's a lot of pondering about what goes on in connection with death. Well, the first three are all based on Ecclesiastes texts. Although death seems so foreboding for those who are still healthy and can, when literally says who can still eat heartily and have good health, it's not the same when people who are sick and old and have nothing more to hope for. And for them, the music turns then to the welcoming of death. And it's a very interesting change, both in the music and, of course, he uses the same words, but all of a sudden the words have a completely different meaning. And then, of course, in the last movement of the songs, he does talk about, no matter what I've accumulated in life, basically, if I don't have love, I don't have anything. So it's very matter of fact in the way he uses the words. And musically, of course, he complements those words with that wonderful ability he has to paint what things mean.
You have extensive experience, as I said, on the operatic stage, but also as a concert performer. What is the difference in responding to text as an operatic performer and as a concert performer?
I actually don't find that much difference. To me, the integration of the words and the music are what gives the words and the music more meaning. I remember a conversation I had one time when I was doing something with Robert Shaw, and we were talking about it, the words. He made an interesting comment. He said, you know, the people who have good diction, it's not just a matter of pronouncing the things. It also has to do with what is going through your mind at the time of the words. In other words, the sound ends up having to reflect to some degree the meaning of the words you're singing at that time.
Right.
And of course, that to me is very operatic. So
yes.
I don't see that much difference. There's a difference in style, of course, and in most opera houses, which are large, especially, you know, places like the Met, where you have 3,700 people. So it's not quite as intimate in that way as it is in a recital, for instance. Mm-hmm. But even in a big hall, you're still performing on a personal basis to the individual people in the audience.
Right. Bass Leroy Lair performs Brahms' late work, Vier Ernste Gesang, Four Serious Songs, next Sunday afternoon, February 16th, at the Chemo Theater in downtown Albuquerque. Also on the program is Brahms' Piano Quintet in F minor. It's part of the New Mexico Philharmonic's Introduction to the Classics series. Go to holdmyticket.com. Leroy, many thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, you're welcome.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.